Gianfranco. Much changed squad, but a very impressive performance tonight from them.
Yeah, I know. Good performance, but I know if I can make a change, it's because the squad this year is quite strong, and even if I make changes, I still have a good side. If you see the five defenders, they could be regular, so some of them they're regular. So it's good for me, obviously, that I can make changes, because you know, it will keep everyone fresh and everyone on the spot.
Is it fairly safe to say that this time last year, when you made changes perhaps in the League Cup, you wouldn't have expected the squad to have fitted in with the style of play you want from them? It looked like everybody was so at ease on the ball tonight.
Well, I think it would be unfair towards the people that were here last year. I think last year when we played the second round of the Cup, we lost against Bradford, that then ended up in the final. And to be fair, in that game we didn't deserve to lose, but I'm delighted that I can afford to make changes and have players that like today come in. They enjoy playing football and winning games like they did today.
You must have had a big smile on your face when you saw Christian's chip. That was sumptuous.
There was something special, really, and I'm pleased that Christian has scored that goal, because he's played a good game and he worked hard, so hard, and he got what he deserved.
Given that it was only 18 days since the Bournemouth game and such a fantastic result that night, you knew they'd be difficult tonight, and they did pose you problems at times.
Yeah, so it's been. I think we can enjoy this game, this victory, and we also have to say thank you very much to Jonathan, because Bondi was exceptional today in a couple of opportunities. It was really, really unbelievable.
Of course, being the League Cup, the draw's done very quickly. Norwich at home in round three, that's a massive draw.
That is a good draw for us. I mean, it's a Premier League club, it's what we wanted, and good. We're gonna have a good go with them, and I'm pleased.
And it gives the chance here at the Vic to have a really special, special night.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure that people will enjoy it. Will be up for it, and good. Looking forward.
And just finally from me, now you've got one more match before the international break. As a start to the season, it's been pretty good.
No, it's been good. It's been good. It's a good moment for us. I believe that we are not still where we want to be. There's still a lot of things that we can improve. But it's encouraging that even if we're not playing at our best, we can still get results. Last year, probably a game like we played against Nottingham Forest, maybe we would have lost it. So that is something very encouraging.
Well done tonight, Gianfranco.
Thank you very much.
Gianfranco, I personally was particularly impressed with how well that your side performed kind of off the ball, you know,
yes,
in terms of their work rate, the pressing,
yes,
game. Was that an aspect of the game that you were pleased with?
No, that's the thing we were looking in first place today, because that is something that we need to improve, something that has to be done, because otherwise all the other qualities won't come through. So our recommendation was to do that, and they've done quite well, I have to say.
And it seemed to start from the front. Your front two really, really worked hard, didn't they?
No, they were unbelievable. And they work hard, but also they show some quality, because they were quite good.
How difficult is it when you've got players like Acuna, Forestieri, those sort of calibre of players, to then not have them playing week in, week out? Is it quite difficult in terms of being able to keep such a high quality squad so happy for so long?
No, that is the challenge for us. I know they know that they have respect, and they will be always considered. So it's a long season. Everybody knows that there will be up and down for everyone, and the important thing is to be ready to come on. And everyone they are respecting that, and they are working hard.
I know when I was speaking to you before, you said obviously Almunia is clearly your number one, but how impressed are you with the development of Jonathan Bond? It was another great game.
Yeah, no, today was unbelievable. I said it. He deserved the prize as the best man on the pitch. No, I don't think it's a problem for Bondi. Even if he's not playing, he's got in front of him a fantastic professional, and he's doing great. Manu is doing great, and he will learn more. And the future is for him, you know. But sometimes it's good to stay out, and Jonathan is clever enough to understand that.
It was pleasing to have Joel Ekstrand back today, wasn't it? 90 minutes,
yeah,
under his belt.
I think I thought Joel was really good today. He's probably the best that we've seen of him this year. But also another good surprise was Belkalem. He was, you know, it can be a really good player for us. Physically, he's not at his best, but you can see the potentials already.
And with Joel, has it been quite a frustrating start to the season for him, and he can now maybe look to play regularly and get in the side?
Yeah, I believe so, because he picked up an injury in pre-season, and he couldn't do what the others did. So he's been struggling, but I have no doubts about Joel. He'll be there when we need it, and he will perform.